Joshua, verse 21, Joshua answered. Joshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Do you hear that? So the eunuch was coming from the right place to worship the Father. He said, you won't worship them in the mountain or in Jerusalem. He said, ye worship and ye know not what. Huh? Ye know what ye worship. He said, for Yahshua, your salvation, is of the Jews. That's what he said to the woman. But he goes on to say, look, but the hour cometh, and now is, right now, is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. That's what he said. That's what a true worshiper does. The Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And that's what Scripture says. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. She perceived that he was a prophet. So she knew what the prophet said in Jerusalem. You go worship. And that's what the eunuch he was doing. He was, you see, that's why, because he was had a readiness of mind, just like the Bereans, he was able to receive the word. He was not a lewd man. He was not of the baser sort. A vile, vulgar thing. A vulgar thing. I don't care what the preacher said. I don't care what nobody, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing, honey. Now, Pastor Robert, just wrong. Now you're wrong, Jezebel. You're Jezebel. Just like Jezebel. I'll let you know something, Elijah. We'll see. The dog's going to eat your bones. Elijah said, that's all right. He ran too, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Got scared. Sure he did. Come on, this same man that called fire down on a prophet. Man, running like that? Come on, man. Stand up. He ran. I'll say what you want to. That's Scripture. That's Scripture. It's not a fantasy thing. It's a life thing. And so because of the obedience of Philip, this eunuch, he went down to meet him, man of great authority. And he was sitting in his chariot. He was reading from Isaiah, the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. You go there and you join yourself. And Philip ran thither to him. And look what Philip heard now. It did not say, and the Scripture said, and heard. Faith come by hearing. And heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And the prophet Isaiah talks about the name of Yahweh. And said, understandest thou what thou readest? He was reading from Scripture. He didn't have no New Testament Scripture. He had the Old Covenant. That's what he was reading from. Then listen now. Listen, it is Yahweh that saves. For salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. He was reading from Isaiah. That's what he was reading from. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? He was reading from Isaiah. It says in verse 31, he said, how can I accept some man? Well, I know the man, Jesus. No, you're a liar. You don't know him. For he's not the Son of Man. No, he's not. Because if you knew the man Jesus, you would know his man servant. You would know the man's servant. That one did. He said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He said, come on, Peter, sit. Philip, sit with me. And the place of the Scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And like a lamb before his shears, he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53. You all know that. That's what Philip began to read. That's what the eunuch was reading. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preach unto him Yahshua. He began there. Began to preach the power of Yahweh unto him. Let me turn to that in scripture. Acts 8:35. He began to preach Messiah unto the man. He began to preach Messiah unto him. Now, he started in the Old Testament, didn't he? He began to preach Messiah. And the eunuch answered in verse 36. And when they were on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. You mean he taught baptism in that? Reading from Isaiah? What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Peter said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of Yahweh caught away Philip. And the eunuch saw him no more, and he went his way, what? Rejoicing. 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 He did something profound to that eunuch, and I believe that eunuch went back to the house of Candace, and he proclaimed the power of that name. Sure he did. Sure he did. Yahweh took old Philip on up out of there. Why? Because the man believed. If thou canst believe this, all things are possible to them that believe it. Satan knows that if he calls you not to believe your way, then nothing is possible. That's why the men today, they don't believe that there's a trial coming. That's why they're going their way doing their own things. It's like children of hell. They're going back to the filth of the world. They don't believe that there's going to be a trying of faith. They don't believe that. As that eunuch said, I believe. There's water, baptize me. He didn't baptize him in Jesus' name. He baptized him in the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, salvation in that name, in all the name. That's what he was baptized in. That's the truth. Well, I've been saved in Jesus' name. You, the way you've been saved, all the hell you've raised and all your sin, he's going to save us that we don't have to sin no more. Ah, yes. No other name given in heaven whereby we can be saved. There's no other name where salvation is in the name but that name. The scripture says in Acts chapter 20, chapter 18, verse 24. Acts 18, verse 24. Listen to this. Acts chapter 18, verse 24. Acts 18:24. Listen to it. Hear the word of Yahweh. Hear scripture. And a certain Jew named Apollos. He was a Jew. That's what scripture says. He was a Jew. Born at Alexandria. And look what kind of man he was. He was an eloquent man. And he was what? Mighty in what? He was mighty in what? Scriptures came to Ephesus. He was a very eloquent man. A man of beautiful speech. He was a man that had orator skills. He was probably a very charming man. And he was very mighty. He was powerful in the knowledge of scripture. That man was Apollos. Now the scripture says in verse 25, this man was instructed in the way of your way. He knew the laws. He knew everything concerning the prophets and Moses. That's what he says. And being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of your way. How could he teach that unless he had scripture? He was mighty in what? Scripture. Was that New Testament scripture or Old Testament scripture? It was Moses, the prophets. He was mighty in scripture. What the word says, knowing only the baptism of John. Even Philip brought the baptism from Isaiah. When that eunuch heard that, he was baptized. That's all he knew. He knew that this one would come. And he knew that he would be mighty. He knew he would baptize with water, but there was one coming out there who would baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And look at this, in verse 26, and he began to speak boldly without fear. He didn't care what the folks said, the Jews said, in the synagogue. Whom? When Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they heard this beautiful brother, they said, what a precious man of Yahweh. What an anointed vessel for the master's use. Do you hear that? It said they took him unto them. They said, come here, Paulus. And they expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly. They explained the truth in a perfect way. The scripture said it was mighty in scripture. But he didn't understand the perfection of scripture. And yet they took him aside and said, come here. Oh, she didn't run her mouth and say, I don't care what you say, man. Are you going to listen to me? No, that isn't how she did it. They took him aside. That's what he said now. And they took him aside. They took him to themselves and expounded on him the way of Yahweh more perfectly. And look at this. And when he was disposed to pass to Acharya, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples. They said, disciples, to receive him. Whom when he was come, look at what he did now. The same Apollos helped them much which had believed through grace. It is by grace we are saved. We have believed through grace now. But there's a step beyond grace. They were mighty. They understood grace. Look at what he did. For he mightily convinced the Jews. And that publicly. He didn't care what they said. Shown by the scripture that Yahshua was Messiah. See, they said he Messiah. He showed them by scripture. He was Yahweh in flesh. He didn't change his name. He didn't give the Jews the right to change his name. His name is the same. His name is everlasting to everlasting. It is an eternal name. And his name will never change. He convinced the Jews, didn't he? It didn't say the Gentiles. It said convinced the Jews. He preached publicly. And convinced them that this is of a truth that Messiah is this one that came in the Father's name. It is. Look at Romans chapter 1. I get excited about his truth. I don't know about you. I'm not a doldrum, dead thing. I have life. His word gives life. Romans chapter 1 verse 1. This is what the scripture says. Romans 1 verse 1. It says, first of all, now look at what it says. I know how it reads in that text. It says, it identifies the person, doesn't it? Paul. Isn't that something? Here we say we know this God and he never identifies himself. I'm Lord. I'm God. That is heretical. It is a foolish thing. We've been taught these lies. Paul identified himself. He said, Paul, first of all, so you know who I'm talking about. He said, a servant. First of all, he's a servant. He wants to do the pleasure of the master, a servant of Yahshua Messiah. Look at this now. Called to be an apostle, separated now. When something is separated, there's a divide that's separated unto the truth of the good news of gospel of Yahweh. And that gospel is that he is in that body. And that is the salvation because he is. Salvation belongs unto him. He said, which he had promised afore now. He had promised us afore by his prophets in what? In Holy Scripture. In Holy Scripture. What scripture was Paul talking about? He was talking about the laws, the prophets and Psalms. He said, concerning his son, Yahshua Messiah, our master redeemer. I like that. Which was made of the seed of David according to, now listen now, according to the flesh. That's it. It was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And declared, this is how he declared now, declared to be the son of Yahweh with power. What power? According to the spirit of purity and righteousness and holiness. That is our declaration as being sons. According to the spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, because the Father raised him from the dead. He says this, and look at this verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for what? For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. What name? Was it the name of Lord? No, that was a name that Paul was talking about. And those Romans knew that name because they've heard those Jews cry out. They were under the Roman oppression and the authority of the Romans. Satan is doing a masterful job. He's trying to eradicate everything that deals with this one that came to a people, a rejected people. There was nothing that they should be proud of that he came to them. They were filthy. They were rejected. That navel cord wasn't cut. And yet he made his name known unto a ragged house. And by that nation that his name would be dreaded and feared in all the earth to a people like that. And so what they had to try to do, everything that gives any semi-balance of anything that is Jewish, Satan, this power of hell, he wants to eradicate that. No, the name is not Jewish, it's just Hebrew. For he spoke unto his house in that tongue. He didn't speak to them in an English tongue. Well, I don't speak in Hebrew. Well, your name is English. He didn't speak English either, but his name is still what it is. We see it every day, these names that come across, we can't even read them in the Arabic tongues. Names that in Chinese, they still stay the same. Yong Shang Ming, it's still the same. Can't pronounce it, but it's still the same. And all of a sudden, only with the Master, his name changes from Yahshua, salvation, unto Jesus. That's not so. I'll preach it till I die. Bless you down there, Brother Leffer, down there in Georgia, in the hills of Georgia. Brother always sends a good offering when he writes. Bless you, Pastor Roberts. Oh, brother, that Yahweh began to reveal his truth unto. He said, but by whom have received grace and apostleship? Why? For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. In whom are ye also called, your call now of your sure Messiah, to all, listen to this, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be saints. Look at what Paul says. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. He didn't put Messiah. He put Yahweh our Father. It says God the Father and from Yahshua, Messiah. Yahweh's anointing in the land. That's what he was. And that's the truth. For the scripture never denies the Father. And that's what this generation has done. When a man knows the Son, he knows how to worship the Father truly in spirit and in truth. For our fathers worship in this mountain and in Jerusalem. Ye say that we worship in Jerusalem. He didn't say that there. She knew the prophet said that. She knew scripture said that. Oh, the Gentiles could come into the synagogue, but they had to go. That was a place for them. That was a place for those. Sure they could. That's why they got us with Paul, because he had Greeks in there. They said, whoa, that ain't going to work. You can't do that. In him we're one. And there's no differentiation. She's not even between male and female, because a woman knows her place because she's in him. He never gave her that kind of authority to try to even handle doctrine, just to believe. That is not the assembly his woman. He just wants the assembly to believe. That's why he set forth the apostles first. They established doctrine by scripture. Paul established doctrine by scripture, by the covenant. He didn't change that. He didn't fathom something up. That's the truth. Bless you, Father. Romans chapter 4. Well, I got a lot in here. I'm not going to finish it up today, but I'm going to preach until I can't preach no more. And I don't care how tired you get, how weary you get, I'm going to preach. For there's only one that needs to hear today, and that's me. That's right, Sister Horn. Don't stay glad when Pastor Robert's got something to preach. Listen to me. That's right, Sister. Bless your soul. I'm not a charlatan. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a pervert. You know me by the fruit. Men would justify men that have bared forth wicked fruit, and they would justify them. And a man that bear righteous fruit, they will deny him. Sure. Pastor Robert just said, right, I'm right in what I'm preaching, as Bishop would say. I'm led by the Spirit. You're not going to oppose the world system. You're not going to win over the world. You can't do it. That's why Yahshua said, come out from among them. He knew that he had to get Israel. 425 years he made them cry. He had to get them out of that house of Egypt. He had them, that they could go out and serve him. You're going to either serve the world or Yahweh. It's difficult out there. I don't care what you say. That little boy this morning called. He's way down there in Charleston. Let me show you something. I said, boy, whose telephone are you calling from? Mine. I said, how did you get a telephone, a cell? This is the one that he had. How in the world could he have TJ's cell phone? I said, boy, I know what numbers come in here. It's a Charleston. It's coming from Charleston. The telephone is registered in Charleston. I said, where are you, boy? I'm in Charleston. I say, what are you doing there? You know what he said? Can I tell you what he said? Will you believe me? Just riding. Nothing to do. But just ride. I said, boy, man. I said, you in school? Yes, sir. What school you go to? I don't know the name of it. I said, when did you start the school, boy? August 5th. And you don't know the name of the school you go to? No, sir. I said, boy. I said, boy, I can see trouble on every side just brewing. I said, go on, boy. I'm not going to even talk to you. You're not calling for any kind of help. I said, what are you calling for? A boy like that, 17. Him and his cousin down there in Charleston doing what? Going to steal or rob or see what they could take. I said, what are you doing down there? Well, my cousin come here to buy something. Well, you know what he came to buy. Do you understand that? Huh? Do you know why they're in Charleston? His cousin came to buy something. Now, he didn't go down there for radio and sale. He did not go down there for a baby doll or a special kind of video game. No, sir, no, ma'am. He did not go down there to buy collard greens and pork chop. Support. Drugs. Marijuana. Crack. Cocaine. One of the interests of drug haven. So he didn't go to buy no radio. Now he thinks, I'm that stupid and dumb that I, as the old folks would say, can't read between lines. They went to buy drugs, and woe if they get caught. Let it be so, Father. I pray that. Sure I do. Maybe that's the only thing that would change his life around. Put him in prison. That's what they went to buy drugs. And there's no telling how long he's been down there, just riding, calling. I said, don't call here, boy. Unless there's a repentance in your heart, don't call me. The scripture says in Romans chapter 4, I tell you what, my friends, you better pray that Yahweh sends an anointed man and someone that is sincere, or you're going to be lost. I would flee and run. I would. And I hope you follow me as I follow Messiah. As I follow him, as Paul said, you follow me. And you'll know if I follow him. You follow me as I follow him. I'm not following traditions. I'm not following the things that man have established. I'm following scripture. He's making it known unto me in a simple way. No, if I preach to you revelation, you wouldn't even know his revelation, because men today, they got hundreds of different interpretations of revelation. And you almost believe them all. When he's dealing with that deceitful thing that is in your body, that wicked thing, that corrupt thing in your heart, has deceived you. And made you think that you're something that you're not. Gave you a pinnacle. Exalted you. And so he's going to cut it down. He's going to rip that filthy thing out. That corrupt heart is filthy from a sin. He's going to put his mind there if you're his. And he's got the start. You got to put a building up here right that can stand the wind. You built your house on sand and soft ground. You got to tear this bad boy down first. Then you got to tear it all the way down. Did you understand when they tear down one of those skyscrapers, they go all the way down to the earth. They just don't tear down the outward shell. They dig down in the earth and get foundation and everything out. That's how they do it. And then when they began to pour foundation, they may go down a half a mile to pour the foundation. Do you understand that?
That's how they do it. So he's got to get deep down in your wicked hearts, your sinful, corrupt ways, to root out that trash, that vile, filthy stuff that have made you self-righteous and think you got it on. You don't have nickel worth of rat's piss, if I must use it. You go downtown when they begin to build those skyscrapers. I've seen them. They go down. They get down in the earth. I don't forget old people say, Pastor Roberts, those bridges, sometimes they pour those pillars a half a mile down in the ground. He said they got to go all the way until they hit rock. It has to be solid. You got to go all the way until you hit rock. He is the rock. And he is an offense too. You're going to be offended by him when you stand before this rock, because he's going to show you what's in you. The scripture says in Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 3. I want to read quickly. Romans 4, 1. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining, now look, he's our father as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, this generation. For if he were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory. What does she has to glory in? But not before Yahweh. For what saith the scripture? It said, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Just because he believed. Just because a man believes, he doesn't even know. He just believes. And it's accounted unto him for righteousness. We have believed things we didn't even know or understand those things. When you got saved, you didn't know what it was. I told you my testimony. I didn't know what it was. And still learning what it is. Still learning. Still learning. Still learning. Still learning. Still learning. We're not going to know everything. We're not going to see it in full until we see him. We see in part. We know in part. We look through a glass darkly, and we see him. We're going to know all things as they are, because we're going to be like him. When you truly see him, you will know all things. What you see, when you look in the mirror, you see your wicked flesh every day. You see your aspiration, your sin, and you see those things about you. There's something that is more dynamic beyond the flesh. It has to be him. So you look at you, you prep you, you prime you, and try to get you ready. Now Paul said it's written according to scripture that Abraham, he just simply believed. He just believed. If thou canst believest. I've had folks, my mother would give me offerings, and she was not a saved woman. She did not know Yahweh. I guess you would testify to me how he blessed her. If you just believe. Even that Samaritan woman, that sinner woman, she believed. She really told everyone, this man has told me everything about me. And they went out and they heard him. Now they said to her, we don't believe because of what you said. We believe because of what he has said, because we have heard him for ourselves. That's what we believe. And because he speaks just from the volume of the book now, that's what we believe. You didn't know this book when you called, or we were, quote, saved, unquote. You didn't know it. And if you didn't know it, then we wouldn't do the things we're doing. Now look at what it says in Genesis chapter 15. I'm going to read this. I'm not going to wait on you. Genesis 15, verse 2. And Abraham said, Sovereign Yahweh, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? The steward of my house is the Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look not toward heaven. Look not toward heaven. And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. Because Yahweh told him that. It says in verse 6, And he believed in Yahweh, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He believed in him. Yahshua has given us a tremendous revelation, because we can believe in the Father because of him. He came to do the will of the Father. He came to do the will of the Father. And because he did that, he was the Son of Man. He came in flesh. He was filled with the Spirit just like we are. And yet he walked in all
obedience unto the Father. And it was that name that the Jews hated because they didn't want the filthy Gentiles using it. You know, I was looking at that. I'm not going to take time to show you later on sometime. But I was looking at this folio, this Bible right here. It is the King James Bible. No, it's not something that we have changed or worked with it. It is something, the folio. It is the King James. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with some house of Yahweh. It is just simply the King James rendition of Bible. But it has important Greek and Hebrew definition of words. And it gives you a tremendous understanding of what things that we think we know. It gives us the definition of words. I want to simply show you something. You see, they even knew all along. I simply want to show you something here. No, this is the original one. What Brother Allen did with one, I had him to do that to take and put the proper name in there for me so that I can study from that. I want to show you something, saints. I said, I want to show you something, saints. And this is not anything that Brother Allen has changed. It was written when we bought this text of Bible. I bought this for the radio broadcast to play so you can hear it. But I do want to show you something in Scripture. You all see that? The Holy Bible, King James, by Alexander Scorby. For you doubting Thomases, all right? I will begin to let it read from there, all right?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void.
That's what you hear on the broadcast.
On the face of the deep.
Nothing has been touched.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Now, I want you to know that that is the King James Bible, all right?
And God divided the light from the darkness.
You don't know about the Spirit, all right?
Day.
I want you to know that. Now, I want to show you something now. These people knew.
The evening and the morning were the first day.
Right.
And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass,
and
the earth yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind."
Switch it down to another verse. Come down to Amos chapter 1
and 8. And the earth, and I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn mine hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God.
And that's what it says.
Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyrus, and for four I will not turn away the punishment
thereof. You see that word that says, thus saith the Lord God? You see right there where that little arrow is? And verse 8. You see that? That's what it says, doesn't it? Now I will show you what Strong says. All right. My Lord, Lord, this is what it means, of men, of God, Lord, the title, that was the title, spoken in place of Yahweh in Jewish display for reference. When I saw that, I couldn't believe it. I said, these folks, they knew that's what they did. They took his name out for reference. That's what they did. No, Alan didn't change that. That was there. That was there. For reverence, they say. They took his name out. That's in the scripture. This is what they call the King James. This is what they call the Strong Concordance. It was there. And if you go through that, what's it then? Look up the word Lord. Let me just. That's how many times the word Lord is in scripture. 6,791 times. That's where they took his name out. That's what they did. And if you really began to look at the word Lord, I just began to search the Hebrew lexicon to understand it, you began to see. And every name, as you began to grow in there, they used Adonai. That he never told them that. These different names. Now watch. My Lord is Jehovah Now, that's what he gets down here. And that's what this says. Look at this.
Baal Adan.
Now, it says Baal is his Lord. That's what he says. Baal is his Lord. That's it. The further you go, you will see it. He's not associated with that, whether you want to believe that or not. This is Lord now. This is Baal.
Baal.
Right?
Baal.
Now, this is what this is used for. Look at the last. You see where that arrow is right there? Lord, used for foreign gods. See, that's what it says. You can't deny it. It's everywhere. Baal, equal Lord, the supreme male divinity of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. It's scripture. You can deny. You deny him or you deny his name. You know, Brother Joseph said to me the other day, we were getting in the hayfield. He said, Pastor Roberts, you call me Shinty. And that's what I've always called Brother Joe. He said, but I want to let you know, that's not my name. He said, but you, Pastor, you can call me what you want. I said, no. I will call you just what your name is. I know what his name is now. That's all right, Brother Sig, all right? He said, that's how you pronounce my name, Sig. That's all right. I'll call you just what your name is. And that is your name, Siggy. How do you pronounce that? Siggy. Siggy. Not Siggy. Siggy. That's all right, Joe Sig, then. Make sure I get that right. Brother Siggy. If Joseph Siggy goes to Russia, his name will be Joseph Siggy. They don't even touch his name. Arafat, his name is Arafat. Abu Abar, his name is Abu Abar. They never change it. I don't care what your Christians have taught you, your feelings. He has a name. His name is to be dreaded. That's why he said, upon thee I will get glory upon my name, Pharaoh. Nothing else. The heathens will know my name. Let me read a few more scriptures to bless your hearts. The scripture says in Romans chapter 9, I think I'm going to close here. It says in Romans chapter 9, verse 15. Paul says, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. What a statement. Do you mean he has mercy on whom he will and compassion on whom he will? That's what scripture says. So then, it is not of him that willeth, not of him that willeth or want me to do that, nor of him that runneth, but of Yahweh that showeth mercy. It is simply me. And you can't take that away from me. That's what he said. Paul says in verse 17, Romans 9, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee. Do you understand that? He did a horrific thing in Egypt. But look what he declares. He said, for what reason? And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. You mean his name is Lord? He want that to be declared? No, he mean his name be declared. That these heathens would hear about this your way. That destroyed the mighty army of Pharaoh. And they would dread to have to deal with that one. They could deal with Ashdod and Ashtaroth and Molech and Molcham, but not this one. He said that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. And he says in verse 18, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy. And whom he will hardeneth, he hardeneth. And he hardened Pharaoh too. Same scriptures in Exodus chapter 9, verse 13. And when Yahweh said unto Moses, Exodus 9, 13, Yahweh said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of who? Hebrews. He's the Elohim of the Hebrews. That's what he said now. He said, let my people go that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine hearts. Woo. And upon thy servants and upon thy people. And thou mayest knowest that there is none like me in all the earth. What a thing he did to make his name known now. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and that thou shalt be cut off from the earth. Look what he says here in 16. And in very deed, for this cause, the reason, I have raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. He said, but that's the very reason you are raised up, Pharaoh. Nothing else. Nothing else. These heathens are going to know my power. And that's why Yahweh has raised up this corrupt nation today. He has raised up America. That his power is going to be made known. For she is mighty, no nation like her. She stands in her strength, her pride, her arrogance, her hatred, her prejudice, her sins, her lies. And Yahweh said, I'm going to bring you down to the heat. He's going to bring her down. You watch. America is coming down. For she is a God that is dreaded upon all the earth. Men dread this God, America. They hear the name of Kimbola. Yet the name of Yahweh, they spit on him. Sure they do. They dread America more. Sure. He said, my name is going to be dread more than Dagon. What kind of God is that? Half fish and half man. I don't want to serve him. He said, but my name is going to be dreadful. For this very purpose, he raised him up, that he may show his mighty power, and that above all things, his name may be made known. And his name is not Lord's. It's not God. And when you get the Father's name right, you will get the Son's name right. And David told us his name is Yah. That's his name. You search salvation. I can do a little better job on this than you all. I pray Yahweh. I'm going to set this up on the computer so you all can do the same. You will just see even how salvation, the word, the root word, where it comes from. Yah, Yah. Everything goes back to Yah, 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 Yah. Everything. Everything he did was to bring glory unto him. Every name he gave Adam, every name he gave man, it was when man rebelled now, he would cause this one to be named Baal, this or that, because they were walking in darkness and sin, and the curse would fall upon that house, and Israel would suffer for those things. But every name that he set forth a man to bring unto his name, everything glorified him. That's why Satan has done today. He has caused these, that's why there's so many illegitimate children. They're born out of wedlock. You understand? That's why they have these strange names, because these are strange gods. And strange deities that they're offering them up unto. That's why the youngest act the way they act. What a name, Jason. The place of healing. Ah. That's the Hebrew name and the definition of it. Jason. The place of healing. And so everything he did, there were no surnames. It was not Jason McDowell, Jason Martin. It was just Jason. And he has a name. He gave Paul one. He even changed that corrupt name from Saulus to Paul. That's what he did to bring glory to him. He changed it. Sure he did. He changed his name. He changed Abram's name, Abram, to Abraham. The father did that. The father did it. And this foolish generation, he has no Greek and Latin name. His name is not an English name. It's a Hebrew name. He was not born in an American house or a white man's house or a black man's house. He was born in a Hebrew house. And they didn't speak English. And his name hasn't changed. I don't care if it is 6,000 years. It hasn't changed one bit. 2,000 years. His name hasn't changed. Not one bit. He wasn't born to no English house. He wasn't born to no Greek house. He was born to a Hebrew house. He spoke unto Pharaoh concerning his people, the Hebrews, let my people go. He didn't have no black name. Shabonka. Shemika. He didn't have no name like his name was Yahshua because he is the Father. They're one. He came in the Father's name. And then that name is the Father's authority. Because no man could just pronounce that name. And so what this wicked world has done is given us this diversity here. Can everybody think that's three gods? And they don't even know how to explain that. You ask yourself to explain that. You can't explain it. But Scripture will show you and debunk that fallacy, that falseness. Sure it will. You just look at Scripture. Because he came. He is the Father in flesh. When he was in flesh, he was just simply known as the Son of Man. He is no more the Son of Man. No, he is not. Amen. And in that body was hope for all of us. In that body. What good if it had been if Almighty Yahweh came down, defeated the devil just in his form? What hope would that give us? Come on, saints. What do you have from that? Anybody can do that. Come on, I can whip the fire of this little girl. You think she can beat me? No. Different thing now if I tackle up against this man or tackle up against a man like that. Different thing. See? But that little girl right there, come on, that ain't no problem. That ain't nothing. That's something about some of my equal now. Come on, that's a different thing. Come on, he's strong. Come on, hey. Man like Brother Dale, whoo, that's a different thing. That's a whole different thing now. That little girl right there, I grab her by the hand. Sometimes I grab a little hand, she thinks she can get out. You know, I'm like, I just hold her like that. No, you can do. Just like that. She just pushes, looking at me. That's nothing you can do. You say, what good would that have been? It gave us no hope at all. Because we'd have had to be just like him. So he came down that we can be just like him. We'd have to send up to that place. He came down now so we could be just like him. Sure we can. And he's not going to change a thing for no doctrine, no denomination. He's not going to change for black folks, white folks. It's a shame. They go both got to come the same way. Amen. I don't care who you are. Apollos was a mighty man in Scripture, known on the baptism of John. And that's what most folks know. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're not even filled with nothing. Because the one thing the Spirit of Yahweh does, when he hears of this truth, it rejoices. When a man truly, a woman has truly that anointing, they rejoice. It's something in them, they rejoice. Even though Bereans didn't understand all that, but they believe, they receive it with readiness of heart. They say, I just believe it. Because we know your fruit, Paul. Know what kind of man you are. I'm not a hypocrite, sister. I'm not a false brother. Don't let the devil tell you that. I'm not a false brother. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm sincere in my endeavor. And as long as I follow him, you follow me. You begin to see me falling flesh, you'll know that. Because you'll see the fruit. You will see that. You will know what I'm going to twist it away. And what I'm preaching ain't twisted. It's just twisting your little doctrine. Your little religious fervor. Look what your little religious fervor has gotten you. Nothing. It hasn't gotten us a thing. He's going to bring a people into perfection. In him. And we must be in him. That's right. I'm going to stop there. There's much more. I'm going to stop there because there's something that I want to continue on Wednesday. I want to get back on the... I have to lay the salvation or foundation according to Scripture. And I want to get back on that. I want to show you something in Scripture that you literally think you know. That's all of us. He said, my people are sottish. They are destroyed. Now, who was he talking to? Is that Scripture given by Yahweh? My people are destroyed for the lack of understanding and knowledge. That's why they destroy friendships, they destroy love for each other, they have hatred, because they think they know and they don't know diddly squat. That's the truth. They don't know nothing. Tommy, he was calling me ignorant because he said I was talking about somebody they know. He said that before all of me. This man is ignorant. Now what he said I was ignorant about, can I tell you? I'll tell you. There's a man in this town by the name of Billy Jenkins. And Billy Jenkins is a heavy set man. What I said to him, I said, Billy Jenkins is one of the movers and shakers in the city. Billy ain't. That's, you know. I said, come on, Tommy. You know Billy. Come on, he's a big man. Yeah, he's a big belly man. And that's how he began to respond. I said, come on, you know Mr. Jenkins. He's a powerful man. Billy can't put his hand on $100,000. I said, man. I said, that's chicken feed to Mr. Jenkins. See, Tommy never thinks highly of anyone. He never exalts anyone any higher than him. Man, I can put my hand on $100,000 right now. Tommy, Billy Jenkins can put his hands on $1 million now. You just don't know. Billy ain't, you an ignorant man. Of course, Jermaine said that. But Jermaine said, tell him what he's talking about. I said, yeah, you ignorant. You ignorant because you don't know what you're talking about. I said, all right then, Tommy. Okay. That's all right. I don't know what I'm saying, but I tell you this. Billy Jenkins is just one of the movers and shakers, all right? Now, he just don't want to give no kind of audience to anyone. That's Tommy. He is something. I said, Tommy, come on. We stay there and talk after the ball. I said, Tommy, I was a bit more offended than what you said about that than a man on the moon. I know ain't no man on the moon. I said, that didn't trouble me one bit, Tommy. He said, more folks came out here. He said, seeing the way you dressed this morning, well, dressed, who they think the boss man? I said, you? He said, come on, who do they think the boss, man? He said, look at the way you dress, look at the way I'm dressed. I said, well, from that, I said, I'm dressed a little better than you this morning. I said, probably me. He said, I may be dressed like this shirt, I like that, but I can do that, I can do this. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I ain't got a nickel then. I said, give me some of that then. I said, I tell you what. Mr. Chicken is a powerful man, or he's a big man. Yeah, he's a big belly man. That's... I didn't mind it. That didn't bother. Believe me. I just, that was nothing because he said that. I didn't take no offense. Believe me, Shane, I didn't take no offense to them saying that. It just made me laugh because of the way he said it. Because he's like, you ignorant. Of course, I mean, he said, I've been here all my life. How long have you been here? I said, 7 years. He said, oh, so I know. That's all right there, Tommy. That's what folks say. I've been serving the Lord 40 years. And I know you don't know nothing, old woman. Boy, you tell me the man that when I joined the Mason, he looked at me. He said, boy, I never forget. I joined the Mason. I didn't have no knowledge of that. I said, that was wrong, wasn't it? Did y'all had he put me in Messiah's hand? Sure he had. So I joined the Masons as a young man. I got saved. When he saved me, I didn't understand what salvation was. Every day I'm understanding what he's really saving me from. Huh? He's saving me from me, really. From this corrupt way of mind. That's what he's saving you from. Look how you take you. And so I joined the Masons because the man said, you'll make a good Mason. Of course, to me, Masons were studious, outstanding men in the community. I didn't know. When I joined, I got to the 7th degree. I never forget, I got to the 7th degree. 7th, 8th degree. Old man, he walked by like this. Never forget. He was short. He said, young man, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is. He said, like the real God is.
I just looked at him.
Huh? He looked at me again and he said, young man, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is. That's how he walked. You find out who the real God is. Hunchback, I said, you find out who the real God is. I looked at him, I said, I know him. And he said again, when you get to the 33rd, you find out who the real God is. I knew then that that was wrong. Sure. Well, there were men that told me that that ain't right to do that. But because of my own understanding of that, I thought it was right. When he said that, no, the Father didn't have to tell me it was wrong. When that man said that, I said, I know this is wrong. I know this is not right. Nobody has to tell me. You mean I got to get to the 33rd to find out who the God is? I want to find out who his God was. Lust and sin and whoredom. That's all they did. The Eastern Stars, the Masons, sin and drunkenness and whoredom and illicit, perverted, because it's all based on that. The symbol and all is based upon that. Lasciviousness and concupiscence. Yeah, they're Eastern Star. That's why they're out of the East. And the man that brought that trash to America, he was from one of the Eastern cultures of India. Prentice Hall. It is so corrupt with such racism and prejudice. White Masons say black ones are not one. That's the way it is. A black man cannot be a Mason because he's not freeborn. Oh, they tell you that. It is all corrupt. They all gone to hell. The white ones and the black ones. To hell. They're going to lift up their eyes. They're going to lift up their eyes. They're going to lift up their eyes in hell. The Eastern Stars are what they're Eastern. I tell anybody, show them how they shake hands and everything. I don't care. Ain't nothing they can do to me. He said, for this purpose, Pharaoh, I raise these up, thee up. Don't you understand the metaphor of that? For this purpose, he's going to raise up a people that his name may be declared throughout the earth. And men are going to declare his name. They're going to know his name. And they're not going to be ashamed of it. It's all about his name. It's all about his name. When she married him, she took his name. She took his name. She took his name. She took his name. He did not take her. She took his name. And his name is going to be declared. I don't care how important you, unimportant you think it is, but it's very important. It's a very important thing. It is. He'll watch all these gods give glory to their names. He watched Solomon build temples to all these gods. And the one that gave him wisdom, he had relegated him to nothing. Sure, he watched that. And so he's going to raise up a people that they're not going to fear what the world say or do. They're going to hear by scripture. And he shall know the truth, he says. And the truth makes you free from all traditions, all traditional laws. I'm free. And I'm born again. We're going to see in the scripture where he saves some and destroys them. It's all through scripture. Search them, for in them ye think. Boy, we should have used a different expression instead of ye think. We should have said ye know. I like that better. I do now. Ye think.
ye have eternal life.
Who?
The ones that testify me. Search them.
He's not playing, saint.
No.
He sent an ultimate sacrifice. We were without any excuse at all. One time he winked, and I ignorant. So he has given us scriptures. Scripture. That in scripture, that we can know this marvelous light and understand that this world is bent on its way to hell. And we're going to see the mayhem in this nation. It's going to bring it to its knees. It's going to fall, saints, like never before. And America, she's going to reel like a drunken slut with high heel shoes on, trying to stand up. And she's going to fall. The nations of the world, they despise her now. Her arrogance, her boastfulness, her pride, her power. There's something about the big bully on the block or someone. Everybody realizes that we can whip him. We get together. They whip the fire of the bully. And the nation's going to come against this nation. Why? Because you always establish her. Why? Because he blessed her. I believe the Father blessed this nation that his name may be glorified. And now that's not what's glorified. Her constitution, her sins, her starlets, prostitutes, homos. You see more of that in the papers. They exalt them, the great, great heights. They make them icons. An 18-year-old lad, all he knows how to do is dribble a basketball. Bounce a basketball. And they raise him to the pinnacle of a god, an icon, an idol. And his name, isn't that something? We are an ignorant people. The name must be known. As so everything is associated with, the products associated with the name, doesn't it? LeBron. You think names are not important. You're a fool. LeBron, that's his name, right? That's how they pronounce it? LeBron James. Everything. Tiger. Just hit a little old ball like that. Now that's the stupid. Stupidity of this mindset. The ignorance. A man got a ball that big. And he mesmerized the world. Put a little ball on a stick. And he said to go. And he's full of gravitate. Hundreds of millions. Hundreds of millions. They paid that ball player. What's his name down there for Texas? What's his name, the ball player? Baseball. Alexander. What's his name? It's not Garcia. What's his name? Rodriguez. He played for Texas. They paid him. They gave him a contract of 10 years. $250 million. $25 million a year. So they exalt every kind of god. You got memorials and monuments. You go in Chicago. They got a picture of the statue that sits above everything of Michael Jordan. What is he? That's a memorial unto him. And when folks see that memorial, who do they see? They see Michael Jordan. And he must be a memorial in our hearts when they see that they see your way. And that's why you build memorials. He wants his name to be a memorial. And that's what they do. And so that's what this nation has done. And she's going to come down. She's coming down. It's not because of what some prophet said or what I said. It's because of what Yahweh said. She's in Egypt. See, he poured out many blessings upon this nation, even though she was in sin. She did wrong. Yes, she had a conscience to acknowledge her sin. America had a conscience. She did. She realized what she did was wrong. And she wanted to rectify. She did. See, that's only when a man has a conscience. You see this conscience, she knew slavery was wrong, but yet she had enough consciousness to say, this was just egregiously wrong. I want to do right about this. See, but when a man is wicked, they don't realize that. And all of a sudden, you begin to see in the 50s and 60s, you begin to see an overwhelming prosperity. Everybody had a little something. Yeah, they did. Even black folks, everybody had a little something. They're better off then than they are today. 80% of the dads were at home with their sons and daughters. You ain't got 30% today. They were there in their homes. Their houses were blessed. White folks were blessed. Black folks were blessed. Everybody had a little something. Huh? Is that right, elder? I know what I'm saying is right. And all of a sudden, you see this proliferation of sin. They began these. No, they didn't have no idea. You may have a Babe Ruth back then, or Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali during the 60s, and Joe Frazier. But it wasn't like it is now. They got gods for every degree. That's all they got now. Gods, 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 gods. They can't wait to get out of the whorehouses on tomorrow when football season starts. Last night, they were at the football games, high school. Starting September 1st, they did the college games on Saturday day. They go to high school at night, college that day, and the whole house on Sunday. The churches let them out in time to get the Redskins, the Hawks. That's what they do. They built around that because that is the most important thing. They got them so now they got the big screen television. You can just stay there. They got the cafeterias. You can eat there and watch it right there in the whole house. She's going to bring it down. She's going to reel like a drunken Jezebel. And nobody's going to help her. You better be in the ark. You better know you're safe. May Yahweh bless you. Keep your hearts pure, your minds steadfast upon Him. I pray that He bless you today. Be encouraging. I am. Don't feel sorry for me, believe me. Because I'm encouraged. I am. Brother Ray was telling me, he says, why did they listen to that broadcast Thursday? She said, my, what a... He said, that blesses me, just to hear that. And that old brother down there, and what is that, Hawassa? Hawassa, Georgia, somewhere down there. It's up there in the mountains up there in Georgia. He said, old brother, he writes me, sends an offering. He said, $100, he said, enough half of the broadcast. He always does. He said, preacher, preach on. Tell the truth. Just press on. Preach on. Don't care about what folks say. Don't worry about what they say. I'm not worried about that. The Messiah then changes preaching because of Judas or Peter. I know you're going to deny me, Peter. I know men are going to deny me. I know women are going to deny me. Amen. He walked with him 3.5 years almost. Still denied him. So I know folks are going to do that. They're not like the Bereans. They're not noble. They're like the Thessalonians. They're lewd people. They're the pigs who saw them. Vulgar. Because they don't believe, so they won't get somebody on their side. See, he's wrong. You're always right. Bless you all. Let's stand to our feet. Be encouraged today, saints.